Welcome to the OCR GCSE Music Study Podcast. I'm your tutor today, and in this episode, we're diving deep into one of the most expressive and examinable elements of music, dynamics. Whether you're preparing for your listening paper, polishing your composition, or refining your performance, understanding dynamics is absolutely essential for hitting those higher mark bands. So let's get started. First, let's talk about what dynamics actually are. In music, dynamics refer to the volume or loudness of sound, how soft or how loud the music is at any given moment. But here's the thing. Dynamics are so much more than just loud or quiet. They are a fundamental tool of musical expression used by composers and performers to shape emotion, create tension, build climaxes, and tell musical stories. In your OCR GCSE exam, you will be assessed on dynamics across all three components: performance, composition, and the listening and appraising paper. So this topic genuinely touches everything you do in music. Now, let's go through the core Italian terminology you absolutely must know. And I want you to really learn these, not just recognize them, but be able to use them confidently in your written answers. Starting at the quiet end of the spectrum, pianissimo, written as three Ps, means extremely soft. Pianissimo, two Ps, means very soft. Piano, a single P, means soft. Mezzo piano, written MP, means moderately soft. Mezzo means half or moderate in Italian, so mezzo piano is literally half soft. Then we cross the middle. Mezzo forte, written MF, means moderately loud. Forte, a single F, means loud. Fortissimo, two Fs, means very loud. And fortissimo, three Fs, means extremely loud. Beyond these standard markings, there are some really important special terms. Sforzando, written SFZ, means a sudden, forced accent, a sudden burst of loudness on a single note. Subito forte means suddenly loud. Subito means suddenly in Italian. Subito piano means suddenly soft. These sudden dynamic changes are particularly dramatic, and examiners love to test them. Then we have the gradual changes. A crescendo is a gradual increase in volume shown by a hairpin that opens outward like a wedge getting wider. A decrescendo or diminuendo is a gradual decrease in volume shown by a hairpin that closes inward. And finally, terraced dynamics. This is a term you must know for the Baroque period. Refers to sudden, step-like changes in volume without any gradual transition, jumping directly from one dynamic level to another. Let me give you a memory hook for the order of dynamics. Think of the phrase, "Pretty please, my music feels fantastic forever." That gives you PP, PMP, MFF, FF, pianissimo, piano, mezzo piano, mezzo forte forte, fortissimo. Say it a few times and it'll stick. Now let's look at how dynamics work across each component of your OCR GCSE. In component 01, performance, dynamics are assessed under assessment objective 1, which is worth 30% of your total marks. Examiners are looking for what the mark scheme calls expressive control of dynamic range. This means it's not enough to just play the right notes. You need to demonstrate that you are consciously shaping the music with volume. A strong performance will show a wide dynamic range, moving convincingly between soft and loud passages. Crucially, balance matters too. If you're performing with an accompaniment, your melody must remain audible even at piano, and your accompaniment must not overpower at forte. Examiners credit interpretations that show sustained dynamic awareness throughout the piece, not just at obvious moments. In component 02, composition, dynamics are assessed under assessment objective 2, also worth 30%. This is where many candidates lose marks unnecessarily. If you're composing using notation software or a DAW, you must actually notate your dynamic markings. A score that is dynamically flat, with no hairpins, no forte or piano markings, will be penalized. Examiners award higher marks to candidates who use dynamics to articulate phrasing and structural climaxes. Think about where your piece builds to its most intense moment. That's where your fortissimo or your climactic crescendo should be. And if you're using a DAW, remember to manually edit the velocity of your MIDI notes to match your score, because the audio export is what the examiner hears, and a flat velocity profile sounds mechanical and unexpressive. In component 03, the listening and appraising paper, dynamics appear in both section A and section B. In section A, short answer questions, you'll be asked to identify dynamic features from what you hear. This is where candidates most commonly lose marks. The single biggest mistake is writing getting louder when the correct answer is crescendo, or writing quite loud when the answer is mezzo forte. OCR mark schemes for higher tariff questions specifically require Italian terminology. vague English descriptions will not be credited. So train yourself to reach for the Italian term first every time. In section B, the extended essay question, you'll be analyzing a set work or an unfamiliar piece in the context of an area of study. Here, dynamics must be discussed in relation to their musical effect and stylistic context. For example, if you're writing about a Baroque concerto grosso in Area of Study 2, you should be linking terrace dynamics to the Baroque aesthetic, the way Baroque composers use the contrast between the full orchestra and the small group of soloists to create dramatic dynamic contrast without crescendos, because the orchestra of the time couldn't easily produce gradual changes. That kind of contextual link is exactly what earns marks in the higher bands. Now let's talk about exam tips and the most common mistakes I see candidates make. Mistake number one, confusing crescendo with accelerando. Crescendo means getting louder. Accelerando means getting faster. These are completely different musical elements. One is dynamics, one is tempo. In the listening exam, if you hear the music speeding up, that is accelerando. If you hear it getting louder, that is crescendo. Do not mix them up. Write them on a sticky note and put it on your wall right now. Mistake number two, using relative terms without Italian vocabulary. Phrases like quite loud, a bit softer, or medium volume are not acceptable in high tariff answers. Always use the Italian term. If you're unsure of the exact marking, at least use the closest Italian term and add a brief description. For example, the passage is marked forte, meaning loud, which creates a sense of drama and urgency. Mistake number three, leaving your composition dynamically flat. Every section of your composition should have a dynamic marking. Use hairpins to show gradual changes, use subito markings for sudden contrasts, and think about how your dynamics relate to your structure. A climax without a fortissimo marking is a missed opportunity. Mistake number four, not linking dynamics to musical effect in extended answers. Simply identifying that a passage is forte is only the first step. You must then explain what effect this creates. Does it build tension? Does it create a sense of triumph? Does it contrast with a previous quiet section to create surprise? The examiner wants to see you analyze, not just describe. Now let's do a quick-fire recall quiz. I'll ask you a question, pause the audio, think of your answer, then I'll give you the correct response. Question one, what is the Italian term for very soft? The answer is pianissimo, written as two P's. Question two, what does sforzando mean and how is it written? Sforzando means a sudden forced accent, a sudden burst of loudness. It is written as SFSF. Question three, what are terrace dynamics and which historical period are they most associated with? Terrace dynamics are sudden, step-like changes in volume without gradual transition. They are most associated with the Baroque period. Question four, in a DAW composition, what must you do to ensure your dynamics are reflected in the audio export? You must manually edit the velocity of your MIDI notes to match the dynamic markings in your score. Question five, name the two types of gradual dynamic change and describe their direction. Crescendo is a gradual increase in volume. Decrescendo or diminuendo is a gradual decrease in volume. How did you do? If you got all five, excellent work. If you missed any, go back and review those sections before your exam. Let's wrap up with a quick summary of everything we've covered today. Dynamics are the volume and loudness of music, expressed using Italian terminology. The main markings from softest to loudest are pianissimo, pianissimo, piano, mezzo piano, mezzo forte, forte, fortissimo, fortissimo. Special markings include sforzando for sudden accents, subito forte and subito piano for sudden changes, and terrace dynamics for step-like Baroque-style contrasts. Gradual changes are shown with crescendo and decrescendo hairpins. In performance, demonstrate a wide and conscious dynamic range with good balance. In composition, always notate dynamics and use them to shape your structure and phrasing. In listening, always use Italian terminology. Never vague English descriptions. In extended answers, always link dynamics to their musical effect and stylistic context. Remember the memory hook. Pretty please, my music feels fantastic forever. Pay P, P, M, P, M, F, F, bio. And remember, every dynamic marking you add to your composition, every expressive swell you bring to your performance, and every precise Italian term you use in your exam, answer is a mark waiting to be earned. Good luck with your revision. You've got this. See you in the next episode.